Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Regina Sworn audio series. This is Friday Night Live. I do have the questions coming through, I do have comments coming through, and all are welcome if you're joining me right now. And Friday Night Live is a little bit late right now, but hey, it's okay. I want to give you a place that you can contact me, and I appreciate all the messages I see coming through right now. Yay. Got a good topic tonight. You can contact me at sworenregina@gmail.com. I want to speak tonight on be careful who you let in your DM, in your messages. You get it. And I'm going to explain that in a moment, because you guys know there are so many people out there. You have to be really careful what you post online. Like, and I tell people this all the time, just be really, really careful. If you are searching for a significant other, pray. And if you believe in your prayers, then definitely believe that the Lord will work that out for you. Pray and ask God to bless you with someone that's equally yoked, equally of the same mind, of the same faith as you, and someone that's, you know, just like you are, you know. But never, and I'm gonna say this, guys, never ever throw yourself out there like you're desperate. Because then when you throw yourself out as if you're desperate, like saying, I'm waiting for my husband, I'm waiting for my girlfriend. Don't do that. Because anybody can jump into your if you got your DMs open, which I don't, you know, I don't have that open or anything like that. I'm a very private person. So I'm not talking about myself, but I build my podcast sometimes around other people. So never throw yourself out there. Don't ever do that. Don't ever say, I'm waiting for my husband, I'm waiting for my wife, I'm waiting for my whatever. Don't constantly throw that out there, because somebody could be the very wrong person who's sitting there waiting to make a fool of you. And so they will come in and pretend to be just a person that you are looking for. So you got to be very careful when you do that. Now, I know this is not a popular topic. I am totally against, and it's probably been successful for a lot of people, but I'm against that online dating stuff. It's just me, guys. Just me. But I'm against that. But this topic is not because I'm against that. This topic is because I see so many times that people are looking for a significant other, and they're looking for someone special in their lives. And so they throw themselves out there and say, I'm waiting for my husband, I'm waiting for my wife, I'm waiting for my boyfriend, I'm waiting for whatever. Don't do that. If any of you are followers of my podcast, I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do, but giving you a little bit of advice, because I have known people. This has not happened to me now, because as I say, I don't believe in that, in the online dating thing. Just me. I'm sorry. That's the way I am. I don't care for that, because I don't feel like you get to know that person, really get to know them. Anybody can jump into your direct messages or into your comments or anything, and suddenly they'll be the person that you are looking for. So please be careful. Please be careful for those of you who are just desperate to find that person. Be careful. And I know I say it a lot, be careful, be careful. And some people say, well, who does she think she is telling people to be careful? She don't even like that. Okay, just because I don't like that online dating stuff doesn't mean that I can't come from a place of giving you a little bit of advice, because I have known people known people, yes, who got themselves in a whirl of trouble. And it doesn't matter if it's a Christian site. Oh, for God's sake. That's even worse. That's even worse. And one day I'm going to tell you this story, but I don't feel led to tell you this story, her story right now. But one day I'm going to tell you her story. And this was someone that was very close to me, who ended up with somebody who was, started out the right person. At least she thought they were. But as she would peel back the onion, yeah, it was not good. And at the end of her life, she wasn't very happy. And she told me that she regretted the day that she went online searching, but not giving it to God and letting God handle it. She went online searching for that special someone, and she didn't get the right one. She was in a bit of a rush. And I'm going to tell you that story one day. I'm not led to tell you today, but it was someone that was very close to me. So again, my podcast comes from not necessarily me, because I don't believe in that for myself. You know, I'm not going to put myself out there like that looking for someone. Oh God, no. I speak against it. So that's why I said this is not a popular podcast, perhaps, but for some people, it will probably help you if you think before you just throw yourself out there, because times has certainly changed, and just throwing yourself out there for anybody, somebody's sitting there waiting to say, okay, I'm going to be everything that she says she's looking for. But if you get with that person, you find out that person was nothing like that lie that they told you online. So be careful, ladies, gentlemen. Be careful of the way that you present yourself and put yourself out there to the public. Be careful, because you got people who would definitely use you. Be careful. And no, I have never experienced that, because I'm against that. I'm against that online dating stuff. I'm against it. I'm sorry, I'm against it. For me, I'm against it. But for those of you who are looking for that for yourselves, I advise you, please be careful. That's my Friday night live topic. I see your messages coming through, and I promise you I would get back with you. I have people who are helping me with my messages and stuff, so they help get back with me with the messages, so we all go over them together. So don't worry, it's always confidential. But just be careful if you're looking for love online on these dating sites. I don't care if it's a Christian site, be careful. Because one day I'll be able to tell you the story of someone who was very, very close to me, who made a big mistake. She told me, she said, I made a big mistake searching for love when all the whole time the Lord was the one I needed. Seek ye first. Isn't that what the Bible says? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. So be careful. I heard looking for those significant others. If that's you out there, be careful. And that's all I want to say. This podcast is pretty short. It's not long. And thank you for joining me. I'm Regina Sworn for Friday Night Live. I had that little topic in my heart for a long time, so I wanted to speak on that. So just be careful. That's all I got to say. Be careful. Because everybody don't have your best interest at heart. One more time, contact me at SwornRegina@gmail.com.